Peace. I wanted to address a few basic topics. I wanted to start with who, move to what, go through how, where to, and then to issue a warning. First of all, I'm speaking to you today as Sister Soldier. The reason why I'm speaking to you as Sister Soldier is because it's a name that I feel embodies what we as African people ought to represent. When I say soldier, I'm spelling it S-O-U-L-J-A-H. I'm spelling it that way because soul is the essence of all things. I'm spelling it that way because Yah is God. I believe that black people, the black man and woman, represent the essence of all things, and that the black man and woman represent the creativity that can evolve to God. When I say soldier, I say soldier because I believe that we are at war. When I say war, that is a state of existence where anybody attempts to take from you that which belongs to you. That is your life, your liberty, your pursuit of happiness, your ability to create, to love, and protect that which you create. Anybody or any system that attempts to take that from you has declared war on you and your people. There's a reason why I call myself a soldier and not a queen. I call myself a soldier because I believe each and every one of us has got to be a soldier in the army to the survival of African people worldwide. There were some queens in our past, and I'm sure some of them were good people. And I'm sure also that they enjoyed some things that other people in that community did not necessarily enjoy. I am saying soldier because I am your sister. You are my sisters, you are my brothers, and we are all equal in the struggle against the existence of the black man and woman. In order to declare that you recognize that we are in a state of war, you have to know what we are in war against. We are in war against racism. It is important to understand that there is no black man or woman who can be called a racist in America. A racist is a person or a system that denies groups of people based on the color of their skin, access to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. There are no black men or women in America who have that kind of power. It is important to know this. It is important to know this because they will try to trick you into believing that reverse racism is a real subject. What you as a black person can be is prejudice. Prejudice means to prejudge a situation. To look at something and based on the arrangement of things, to prejudge it before you maybe understand what it is. But if you are a black person in America, I would warn that you must prejudge every situation. You have not only 400 years of pre judgments to make, but you have since the beginning of time as you represent the original man and the original woman. The people who say they don't believe that we're in a state of war, I try to give the most clear examples that I can, because my attempt is not to dazzle you with my intellect, but to make it clear so that when we leave here, we understand what the mission of not Lisa Raz and the brothers and sisters here, but all of us is. Let's look at this Central Park case. Now, everybody that knows me knows that I talk about this all the time. You know why? Because it pisses me off. I'm going to go over some of the things that happened in the first phase of the case and bring it up to date, so that you can leave here not asking yourself, am I exaggerating about the fact that we are at war, but confident and understanding with a mission and a purpose and a role for you as an individual to play in the overall scheme of things. You see, because I believe and I know for a fact that white people and their institutions know that we are in a state of war. In the Bensonhurst case, the primary questions that were asked of those young black men is, what were you doing in Howard Beach? What were you doing in Bensonhurst? That question is incompatible with the understanding of the United States Constitution, which declared that we were all free men and women under the United States of America. However, because white people and their institutions understand that they're in a state of war, they understand that there are war territories, geographical zones, that you as a black man should know that you don't go here, you don't go there, because it belongs to them. So when somebody asks you, when anybody asks you as a black man or woman, may I see your ID? May I see your ID? May I see your ID? They're telling you that they understand that they have declared war on you and that you are out of your zone of movement. The jogger in the Central Park case had the state, the police, and all the institutions of the society at her beck and call. She did not have to prove that she was raped. The whole society moved to protect her whiteness and her purity. Years old. Her name is internationally known and understood. But she had to prove that she had been violated, because the value of a black woman in this society is considered zero. A violation of the law that these young men are incarcerated without any evidence whatsoever. No matching hairs, no matching blood, no matching flesh, but they're doing time. Understand that at the legislative level, they have decided that you don't, as a black man or woman, even have any legal rights. That when a family for what the white lawyer, the court system moves to tell them that they must have a white lawyer. In a state of war, there will be results on the victim. We are the victim. The results are largely psychological. Understand, the fact that these things are going on and we are cooperating with them with our silence means that we have been psychologically damaged and rearranged by the society and all of its machinery, be it the newspapers, the television, the records, whatever have you. Understand that if you go along with the way things are, you are in a state of accommodation. Accommodation means you have become comfortable with getting your ass kicked. Not only have you become comfortable, but you've learned to expect it and you've learned to like it a lot. That it is strange that there are so many black men in prison and we think that that is the normal state of affairs. The average brother in the street will say, yo, I did my time in Rikers. I did it at Shawanga. I did it at Men's State. As though that was a rite of passage into manhood. So what has happened is the society has defined for black people what is a man and what is a woman? And we have embraced our own destruction and learned to love the evisceration of our own people. How do they do it? When you watch the television, you must not watch the television as a fan of the TV. You can't be in love with Ted Koppel. You can't have Bart Simpson as your main man. He's not real. But when you are psychologically damaged, you can be led to believe that what is real is fake and what is fake is real. I've seen some very strange things going on in the media. The media says that young black men are worthless.
That's right.
They can do nothing but cause crime and rape and confusion. They are driven by loud thumping, slamming hip-hop beats into a state of hysteria. But at the same time, I see this white man rob the airline. Barry Slotnick, who is the lawyer who defended Bernard Goetz, gets on television and says, we understand your problem. Just come home. Just come home and we're going to help you. Some woman, who I don't know what her nationality was, but she was European in complexion, locks her daughter in the trunk and now she's a celebrity. You, but I am not psychologically rearranged by the system. There is something wrong with that. There is something wrong with the fact that a brother can do a crime of snatching a purse and do the time of a murderer. There is something wrong with the fact that white people can kill black people and you have to sit in the courtroom every day for 2 years to get them to consider locking them up. There is something wrong in a society that you cannot distinguish your friends from your enemies. You have got to know who are your friends. friends and who are your enemies. Understand that just because somebody got a fly haircut, wears dope jewelry like you, got the fly Air Jordans, does not mean that they deaf. Third base ain't better.
Yourself and the way that you feel to accommodate
yourself. The things that you say, do you know what you're talking about? Can you say it with conviction? When you're on TV, do you get scared and start saying something else? Do you change your mind every time a white person disagrees with you? Can you express yourself on your job? Can you fight for what you know is right? Or are you constantly stifled by fear? The reason why it is important, and I don't care whether you say Nubian, original, Kemet, whatever you want to say, is because the land of Africa, all of its richness and resources and potential, whether it's devastated or not, belongs to you, and you must serve and protect it. As a black man or woman, I ain't no African. If you find yourself saying that, then they got you. I don't care whether you are Jamaican, Antiguan, Cuban, I don't care where on this earth you were born. Just because you were born there doesn't make you that. If you are a black person, you are an African, and you have a land to protect and to serve. And I'm gonna tell you why. One, because you are strong enough to master, manipulate, and destroy these Europeans if you have to. Understand that. I can master the English language, and I have. I can do that. You can master the English language and use it as a weapon for liberation. If you are studying to be anything in the system, have the sanity to be that for yourself and for your people. If you are an accountant, you learn business to develop businesses and an infrastructure for your people. A doctor. You learn as a doctor the diseases that affect people who have melanin in their system, who is us, so that you can cure our people of the diseases that plague them. If you are studying to be a psychiatrist, you know that because of racism and because of oppression, you have a lot of psychological neurosis that you must cure. You cannot rely on Sigmund Freud. Fuck him! A lot. we understand that we all must be soldiers, where do we go from here? The common problem that we have had as a movement is that black people have what I call the Jesus Christ complex. Now listen. Hold up. I'm going to tell you what I mean. And I want you to listen so that you can understand. I believe that Jesus was a strong black man, warrior for African people and for humanity in general. I believe that. However, Jesus did not want you to sit on your ass waiting for a Messiah before you move. I don't want to star in a movie. I want liberation. Understand that it will take each and every one of us. So historically, what has happened with the leaders is this. The leaders have all the information. The leaders do all the studying. And the followers do all the listening. And understand, you must read and know and understand the nature of the war and the beast. Otherwise, somebody may be leading you to Guyana to drink fruit punch. Do you understand that? Of vital information. Institutional racism in America. Read it, write it down. Institutional racism in America. Read it and write it down. The autobiography of Malcolm X. Read it and write it down. The Miseducation of the Negro by Carter G. Woodson. Read it and write it down. A Sucker by Assata Shakur. Read it and write it down. Before the Mayflower by Lerone Bennett. Read it and write it down. In America. Read it and write it down. The autobiography of Malcolm X. Read it and write it down. The Miseducation of the Negro by Carter G. Woodson. Read it and write it down. A Sucker by Assata Shakur. Read it and write it down. Before the Mayflower by Lerone Bennett. Read it and write it down. If you forget the title, the library is free. You can look under Black Original Nubian.